Oh. The Kutta Teira Tzav 32, first column, bottom third. A little lower. Okay, we'll start Lochain, a third of the way from the bottom of the page, first column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that in order for Atzilus to come into Bria, for the infinite to come into the finite, you need to have the level of Malchus. Okay, Malchus is what limits and covers. It's the garment. Hashem Malach Geir's Lavesh. Hashem wears his garment, so to speak, to cover himself. And therefore he says, how is it possible for a neshama, which is a chelak alaka, part of Hashem in Atzilus, to come into a yesh, into a body with a yetzahara and all that? It's only through the level of Malchus. And that's what he's saying, Nalchein, a neshama b'chinas ibor b'malchus. Therefore, the neshama is in the level of pregnancy, like it says in the level of Malchus. Kishmeini atzer, as we say, merit ageshem nimshochem, a neshama b'rachem hanuk. Because in the time of Shemini Atzeres, the neshama like pregnant in the womb of the Malchus, and then 7 months later on Pesach, this is when it becomes born. This we learned yesterday. Yishem Shem Chayim Zayin Chadoshim Ad Zayin Shel Pesach Zman Aleida. Al Derech Moshe Begashmi. This we're up to. Al Derech Moshe Begashmi. Now, in other words, like this, Al Rebbe is explaining, just like in Gashmius, there's a level of pregnancy, which is a concealment of the baby, and then it becomes revealed. Same thing in the Shem is coming down. There's a level of concealment, which is Malchus, and then it's able to come into the world of Bria Yetzir and Asiya. So he says, "Aderech Moshe beGashmius, like in the world of Gashmius, Shliyeis is Havis Mahus Vlad Menatipa." Just like when the father, it's interesting. Before the Chet, the day Chava conceived, she gave birth. Cain and Abel were born the first day of creation. It says when Mashiach comes, a woman is going to conceive in the same day have a baby. The whole 9 months came because of Chet Eitz Hadas. Right, that's what she said. You're going to be pregnant, and you're going to have suffering, and child labor, and all that. So, she says like this. But normally, it has to be Tzarchiz Iko v'shir Zayin Chadoshim Berechem Hanukva. She had been meshach zman zen these 7 months of pregnancy. Just thinking Gashmias. Ayidei she'echo v'sheis ma'ashe imei echelos v'sheisa. Through this, that the baby eats and drinks, what the mother eats and drinks, nimshech v'chayis atshel soli yesh yesh. Then the baby is able to form into a fetus. You have the tipa, the seed of the father, and then it how does it become a baby? So the mother is eating and drinking. So it nourishes the baby, all in utero. Kach neshama datzilus shebuchinas ayin. The same way in neshamas. The neshama, the way it is in atzilus, is the level of ayin. In order for the neshama lemaila to come into a body to become a substance, an entity, it has to go through the level of Malchus, which is nukva. Malchus is feminine. Like we know learned already many times. Malchus is the level of feminine. And it eats and drinks there, meaning. What does it mean it eats and drinks in Malchus? What does it mean the neshama eats and drinks in Malchus? It means shenim shechsham eres al yainim. In Malchus is the revelation of all the higher things of Atzilus. Like we learned, the whole Atzilus comes down into Malchus. He said, "Vinei bezayin shel Pesach." Therefore, lay this on the neshamas. That's what the Alter Rebbe quoted at the bottom of the other page. That in the Pri Et Chaim, the Arizal writes that Shvi shel Pesach is the level of the birth of neshamas. Okay, so Alter Rebbe is explaining the whole thing. In order to have birth, you need to have pregnancy. And that's 7 months. Like a baby could be born after 7 months. So therefore, the neshama is conceived, so to speak, Shemini Atzeres, Merir HaGeshem, and then it stays 7 months in Malchus, so to speak. And then, on Shvi Shel Pesach, the neshama becomes revealed. Shama is born. And he says, Birinyin. Okay, so he says, In order for there to be the birth, and our Alter Rebbe is connecting Neshama's birth from Atzilus into Bia, into the body, the same way a regular pregnancy is. It has to be eating and drinking for 7 months, then it's able to open up the womb and the baby come out. For the neshama to go out from the concealed to the revealed, has to come from a level higher than Ishtaushalus. In other words, in order for the neshama to come into Bia, it has to come from a higher level. So okay, skip the parentheses. And therefore, that's what the pasuk says. Hashem, how did he split the sea, Kaviyachol? What did Hashem do? He brought a very ruach kodim azar. He brought a very strong wind the whole night, and then the sea split. But Alter Rebbe is going to explain, ruach kodim doesn't only mean strong, or eastern wind, that's literally what it means. Kodim means from a level of kodem, from a level higher than Atzilus. Again, he says, why does it have to be higher than Atzilus to be able to accomplish it? He said, because in the world, in the realm of Ishtaushlis, from Seichel and Midas, from Seichel into Midas, Ad Machshav, Ledibra, and thought that the speech, the only way Ayin could become Yesh, I'll explain in a second. In other words, like this. In the whole concept of something from nothing, yesh miayin, is a problem. Because something which is defined as nothing, how could it become something? If it's something, it's not nothing. If it's nothing, it's not something. So how can you make nothing into something? Just like you can't make dark into light and light into dark, because this is defined as what it is. Remember, like, now we learned another Maimon, and Alter Rebbe explains why tshuva doesn't help in Gan Eden. You can only do tshuva in this world. After a person dies, you can't do tshuva. Why can't the neshama do tshuva there? Because once you leave this world, everything is defined. There's an entity of everything. And that can't be changed. You can't make something into nothing or nothing into something. You can't make light into dark or dark into light. But if you're dealing about a level which is above both, where nothing is organized, so to speak, it's encompassing level, circle, that there is no beginning or end, so beginning is end, end is beginning, and there's no difference, then you can make nothing into something, something into nothing. So he says, in order for b'chlal yesh miayin, generally speaking, when Hashem created the world, in order for Hashem to take nothing and make nothing into something, how do you make nothing into something? If nothing is nothing, something, something. The answer is, you have to reveal a level which is above both. Like we learned many times, in order to make a miracle in nature, if a miracle is a miracle and nature is nature, how can you combine two the opposites together? Again, miracle can become nature, nature can become miracle. The answer is, yeah, in the realm of identities, entities and identities, yeah, once something is classified in a certain identity, it can be changed. But in a world where you reveal a level above both, so then there's no ayin, there's no yesh, there's no physical, there's no spiritual, there's no light, there's no dark, there's no spiritual, there's no physical, and everything can happen. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, in order for the neshama to come from ayin of Atzilus, the total level of bittul, to come into a body, the neshama needs to have a revelation from above both. And that's why, by Kriyas Yamsuf, when Yam becomes Yabasha, when ocean becomes dry land, how could that be? So Chassidus explains, I mean, Hashem brought Ruach Kodim. Hashem brought a spirit higher than all that, higher than ocean, higher than dry land, higher than all that. And therefore, dry land and ocean are the same thing. So Hashem can make land into ocean, ocean into land. The same thing with the birth of the neshamas. right? The splitting of the sea. In other words, concealment, ocean, concealing everything in it, becomes revealed, becomes dry land, which is the concept of birth of a baby, a birth of a neshama, from pregnancy, fetal state, to birth, which is hidden and revealed. It has to come from Ruach Kodim. And from the level higher, Kodim, higher than world, and then there's, I mean, it's all the same.
Only Hashem could do it.
Only Hashem could do it.
The Goyim and the Jewish, they come from the same level? Or?
The neshama is a different neshama, completely different neshama.
Neshama coming down is a nes?
Yeah. One second, let's forget all of this. I mean, God forbid. The birth of a baby is not a miracle?
Amen.
Whoever saw birth of a baby, you got to freak out that it's not a miracle.
It's like Kriyat Yamsuf. This is what you're saying here.
Birth of a baby is like Kriyat Yamsuf. Yes.
So when we dig in the mikveh, are we concealing ourselves?
Not concealing ourselves. We are nullifying ourselves. Bittul.
Okay.
Tvila is the letter Bittul. We are subjugating ourselves and covered, like it's called B'mei Adas HaTor, in the holy waters of godliness. Okay. When Hashem created the world, water covered all everything. Before Hashem split the heavens, to split the higher and the lower waters, right? There's water all over the place. That concept symbolizes the level of purity. Mikvah is the concept of purity. You go to mikvah, you become pure. Right? That level exists at the beginning of creation. And therefore, the whole concept, like we learned many times, the flood 40 days, so this explains, was the mikvah. The whole world became impure, corrupt in Noah's time. Hashem, he can't put the world in the mikvah. He did, really. He took the world and put it in the mikvah. He made it rain 40 days and 40 nights. The Medrash also says the concept of a mikvah. Hashem purified the world. When a baby is born, before a baby is born, it's covered in water. Right? It's covered in water. Then the baby is born. Okay, so it's all the concept of purity. The Rambam finishes the whole book of Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, he speaks about Mashiach. He says that when Mashiach comes, it's going to be Umalar Deyas Hashem, the whole world would be permeate, Kamayim Layom Mechasim, like the water, the ocean covers what's underneath it. Kamayim Layom Mechasim, just like the Mayim covers the ocean. What does that mean? That at the time of Mashiach, what do you mean? Like Hashem will be revealed like the water covering the ocean. What it means is there will be a total state of nullification. Like we said, what's a mikvah? A mikvah is a unique mitzvah besides sukkah. That the mitzvah of mikvah is you submerge your whole body into something. You do tefillin with your hand and your head. You learn it's with your mouth. Whatever. It's with different parts of the body. Where do you find the mitzvah that the whole body goes into? It's sukkah. Because sukkah is also the encompassing level. And mikveh, those are the only two mitzvahs that the whole body is doing, so to speak. Why? So what's the concept of mikveh? What's the concept of Mashiach comes? Mei Adas HaTor in the holy pure waters. It's the concept of complete concealment of godliness. Therefore, the Baal Shem Tov said, Tevilah, immersion in a mikveh, is the letter's bittul, of nullification. Because that's what the mikveh symbolizes. You become, go in the Mei Hadas HaTor, in the waters of godliness, in the concealed levels of godliness. A person submerges himself in that. When you do a mitzvah, that's what happens. That's the world we'll see when Mashiach comes. So he says, so the only way it could be three lines from the end of the first column. It's only through the encompassing level. That the whole Atzilus, Briyat, and Nasi is all equal. So if you want to get Atzilus, the Neshama from Atzilus, to come into the lower world, into the body, it's only by, which seemingly are opposites, something and nothing is opposites. Since that's the level of the Ruach Kodim, the powerful wind higher than world, meaning the level higher than Atzilus. Through the powerful wind, Haya Kriyas Yamsuf was the level of Kriyas Yamsuf, meaning Hayam Mechasel Master Ein El Bechinus Ishtalshlus, because Yam, the ocean, only conceals where there's a concealment, meaning in world. Concealment can only exist in worlds. That's why world, Olam, comes to the word Ha'alam, concealment. Okay, where does the concealment exist? In worlds. Higher than worlds, there's no concealment. Because what conceals, like we learned before, the Alter Rebbe brought down, a garment conceals you. Right? But if there's no garments, then you're not concealed, so to speak. Okay? In a level where there's vessels, spheres, attributes of God, emotions, intellect, that's all kalim. That's a vessel. A vessel conceals what's in it. A vessel conceals what's in it. If there's no vessels, then there's no concealment. So he's saying the concept of concealment only exists in the world of Atzilus, B'Yetzir, and Asiyah. But higher than that, so then if there's no concealment, Yam is not concealed, Yabosh is not revealed, and therefore Yam could become Yabosh. The concealment of the baby could become revelation, which is birth. Concealment becomes revelation. That's what this says in the Zayad. When Meshe Rabbeinu was davening to Hashem in Kriyas Yam Suf, what should I do? He's lost. So Hashem said, Mati Tzekelo, are you crying to me? Go. Dabar El B'nai Yisrael, but Yisrael, just go, move on. It's remarkable. The Zohar says, Matis Batika Talya Milsa. It's connected to Atika. It could mean a few things. Either the officer called Atika, or it's simply the level of Atik. In other words, it's a very interesting Zohar. The Zohar says that sin brings it down. There comes a time, L'cheina, Meshe Rabbeinu, there's a fundamental concept in Yiddishkeit. You have an issue, you have to daven. That's the biblical mitzvah of davening, according to all opinions. You have a problem, you daven to God. This is we daven three times a day. It's rabbinic, biblical arguments, whatever. But everybody says that if you have a problem, you have a biblical mitzvah to daven to God, right? It comes Kriyas Yam Suf. The Jews are mamish faced with extinction. The ocean's in front of them. The Egyptians behind them. There's nowhere to go. So what should a Jew do? A Jew should daven. Yeah? A Jew has to daven. Meshe Rabbeinu starts davening to Hashem. Hashem says, basically, excuse the expression, shut up. Now's not the time to daven. Well, what was that? Isaiah says, there comes a time that davening is not going to do anything. You have to touch deeper than davening. Huh? Kriyas Yam Suf, yeah? Action, by the way. Hashem said to him, what do you daven? What do you hake me a chaynik? Go, do. In other words, you want an answer to your problem? Don't sit there and kvetch. Daven al mina yisov yisov. Move on. Action. You have an issue? Do something about it. Well, it says in the Yayimim that Rebbe brings down, one action is better than 1,000 groans. You know, kvetching? One action is better than 1,000 kvetchings. But here, what the Alter Rebbe is quoting the Zohar, Matitzek Alay, Meir Hashem says to Meir Rabbeinu, why are you crying to me? Dabam Neisov Yisov. Meaning, it's totally ba'atik, the Zohar says, Talya Milsa. Shemisham nimshech liyiz b'chinis leidam. Then you have the level of birth. You want the seat to split. You want concealed to be hidden. I mean, to become revealed. You want the fetus, the neshama, to become born. Move on, man.
So why didn't Moshe go into the water first instead of Nachshon?
Okay, there's a lot of... it's like... mitzvah shem tomorrow, if you remind me. There's a whole sikh from the Rebbe. It had to be dafka, not the Rebbe. It had to be a chassid. That's what I'm saying. There's certain times, that's what the Zohar says. There's certain times that are deeper than davening.
Yeah. Just quiet down. Let me do my work.
No, but he didn't say it. But he said, Hashem told somebody else, go, do.
He says, go. He did say go.
Dabel b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jews. Hashem said, Matit Sakele, why are you crying to me? Speak to the Jews and go. Just go.